There is a practice during the Asirat Yemei Teshuvah that in between Yishtabach and the Kaddish, we say the chapter in Tehilim, Shira Ma'alot, Bema'amakim, Kiraticha Hashem. What is the source of this practice? It actually comes from the Sha'ar HaKavanot, which means the Benu Ari established this practice, and therefore it has great value. Al Pi Asod, it has the ability to mitigate the judgments, to sweeten the judgments while it's said for the 10 days. The Magen Abraham questions the allowance to do this at that point because of Hifsik, that you cannot just make Hifsik and read Tehilim in between. Hacham Ovadia, Alav Hashalom, in Chazon Ovadia, in the Mu'ad, in the Rosh Hashanah, in Yamim Nuraim, on page 189, he defended the position of Rabbeinu Ari, and he said, it's not Hifsik, because there's a Tzorech for the Mituk Adinim. Just like Maran writes in Siman Nun Dalid, that if they need to collect charity for an important cause, they can make the collection in between Yishtabach and the Kaddish. Why? Because it's a tzorech. And therefore this is a tzorech as well. So one shouldn't minimize this chapter that we're saying. Again, its source is from Rabbeinu Ari. However, it seems that if the Kaddish was said, and after they finished the Kaddish, they remembered, oh, we didn't say Shira Ma'alot. Well, now the halakha says, once you say the Kaddish, you have to say Barichu. And once you say Barichu, you have to start the Berakha of Yotzer. Clearly, you cannot make Hefsek at that point. So then already, it's missed. But so long as he did not start the Kaddish, so then clearly one must make it his business to have the Kavanah to say the Shira Ma'alot, and the value is great. Yeah.